Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation. Only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So, you know what? A lot of people are affected by long-term care. We're all aging. Doggone it. We haven't found a cure for that. So, one of the things that often people, when I work with people as a planner and I talk to families, you know, it's either for them or for friends or for family members. We get into a conversation often about planning ahead and trying to address these costs and the care setting that's necessary, long-term care, assisted living, all of that. And so as the baby boomers, you folks born between 1946 and 1964, retire, there's 10,000 of you retiring every day. You are going to, that big bubble of you, 70-some million, are going to pass into the long-term care area. So this is a big deal. It's a big need, and a lot of people are affected. So with that setup, I say all that to say this. I've invited a couple of local folks in my area here in Ormond Beach, greater Daytona Beach area. So if you're listening in Washington or New York, we're talking here locally. But what I'm going to talk to you about today has ramifications for all over the country. So let me introduce my local guests, who are Catherine Drake. She is the sales manager, and Jennifer Harris, who is the executive director, Southland Suites and Brookdale Senior Living Solution. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Well,
glad to have you on the program. So we'll do an introduction so you know who they are, and then we can get into our topic, which is going to be talking about a lot of things long-term care related, assisted living, all of this. We're going to hit a lot of subjects, so hold on tight. Here we go. So first, let's start with your company. Tell me a little bit about the company, and whoever wants to go first. We're all in the studio here. So Jennifer, you want to talk about Brookdale and then, of course, some of the different properties?
Absolutely. Brookdale is a senior living solutions company. We're recently merged with Emeritus Senior Living, allowing us to provide solutions to seniors in 46 states, over 1,100 communities, serving over 112,000 seniors and their families. Locally here, we have Southland Suites, our community. We also have a community, Clarebridge Ormond Beach, which is a memory care community. We also have Sterling House in both Palm Coast and Port Orange. We have Emeritus Senior Living in Port Orange. And then branching out, we have a Horizon Bay in Lake Orienta, Horizon Bay in Altamont. And going out towards the other coast, we have Sandpoint in Titusville.
Wow. Okay. So we'll break that down and kind of review it, because there's a lot there for us to talk about. Number one, you've got, is it over 1,100 facilities, properties?
That's correct.
Wow. Okay. So in 46 states?
Correct.
That's a lot. That's big. This is big business, huh?
Right. Yes. And we actually go from all the way from the West Coast all across the country into the East Coast and
very
down.
Good.
So.
And so you've got different levels, and that's one of the things that people sometimes aren't aware of, is the different levels of care that are available. So you've got everything from assisted living all the way up to the skilled nursing facility.
Our communities include independent living, assisted living, memory care, and Alzheimer's care, as well as continuing care retirement communities.
So the reason I think that's important, and I think this is important for somebody who is trying to figure out how to make arrangements, mm-hmm. you know, for this at whatever point in life they are either addressing it, either for a family member or for themselves, is the ability to or maybe relocate, or having options in different places, maybe moving closer to family at some point. So you might start out at a getting home health care where you are now, then you might go into an assisted living facility, and then when you maybe go to the next step, it might be that you want to relocate closer to family, or, you know, whatever the case may be. So that's important. I think people, as they look at this, they need to look at where, you know, what are the options? So you've got a whole network.
Right. And I think that's what Brookdale really does give and offer to family members and the residents themselves, the opportunity of choice. So if they do come and start with home health, we do have a home health agency that can actually go out to the home and initiate that first step and build that relationship of trust with Brookdale or with Southland Suites, as we are, and create the relationship with us. So when the time comes, we can then assist them through that process.
Very good. Very good. And I think that's a big piece of this, is being able to trust the folks that are going to help you. So there's a lot of options. And one of the other things I know that we talked about, ladies, was before we started, I asked you about this, and that was for veterans. Let's talk a little bit about that. I think people don't always know all of the benefits that are available. So is there some, there's things that are available for veterans as well.
Yes, there is a program called Aid in Attendance, and it is for veterans of war. In other words, they only had to be enlisted, not have gone deployed or anything, but enlisted at the time we were in a war.
Okay.
So we would have, obviously, our World War II veterans, Vietnam, and so forth. So whatever war we were involved at the time you were enlisted. So you can get about... I think it's close to $1,900 for their surviving spouse will get about $1,100, and together as a couple, they'll get over $2,000. They do contact the Veteran Administration and start the paper process, and it is retroactive from the time that you apply for it. So it's a great benefit. It really helps residents move forward into assisted living and supplement that income.
So that's something that's available in pretty much all your properties?
It's available to everyone.
Wow.
And there should never be a cost for filing. So if you do go to someone and they help you process that, there should be no cost to you for that.
That's a little heads up there, ladies and gentlemen. If somebody is saying, I'll file it for you, but there's a significant cost, that's something to be careful of, right, Catherine?
Yes.
Okay, very good. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back with Catherine Drake, the sales manager, and Jennifer Harris, executive director of Southland Suites, and they're a Brookdale community, and we'll be right back.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read, you'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So we're talking about long-term care and, you know, planning and dealing with this issue in our lives and for our loved ones. And I've invited Catherine Drake, who is sales manager, and Jennifer Harris, who is executive director of Southland Suites, a Brookdale senior living solution community property. Okay. So, and they've latest update, 1,100 communities, 46 states. I think it's wonderful. Brookdaleliving.com is the website. And so let's do this. We kind of went through some of the different things that are available and to be mindful of. We talked about the veterans before the break. Let's talk about really one of the most difficult parts of addressing this, perhaps for a family member, a spouse, parents. That is starting the conversation. And I guess before you start the conversation, the family member that's going to help, or the family, what are the warning signs? What are the things they need to be on the lookout for to identify maybe a need for some home health care or whatever may be appropriate?
Well, there is the normal aging signs that we see in our seniors, but then you'll have some signs that are much more right there in your face. Their habits are changing. Their eating habits are changing. They're not eating as well. They're not eating the right things. They're not taking care of their hygiene. They're not changing their clothes. They are not active as they used to be. They're not engaging with others. So there's all those little signs that you'll start to see. The financials, they're not taking care of their financials. And so at that point, that's when the family needs to step in and make some changes of care for that, for their loved one.
So first step could be as simple as bringing in some help with the home health care.
Right.
Now, let's break that up, because I think sometimes people get a little confused about what that means. If somebody needs maybe help paying their bills and doing laundry or shopping or whatever it is, that's not home health care per se, is it?
No, that is not. They can, but there is two separate types of home health. There's the personal home health where they come in personally and do things for you, go shopping for you, okay. Clean your home. Then you have the clinical end, okay, where you have someone coming in and actually caring for you, helping you take a shower and medication.
Medical and non-medical, basically, mm-hmm. kind of mm-hmm. that way of breaking it down. Okay, mm-hmm. So one will get the groceries, one will get your back brush for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
right.
That's the breakdown.
Pretty much.
All right. I thought that was good. Okay. So, all right. So, because I think people say, oh, well, I don't really need somebody to come in and give me medicine. I know how to take my pills or whatever it is. But so they mm-hmm. could have one or both depending on what their needs are.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the home health care, the two different pieces. And that's something that you guys offer, is that type of support?
Well, we offer the clinical
support. Side.
Yes.
Okay. So that means that some facilities or some organizations, companies have one or both. So they, when somebody's thinking of this, they need to be thinking about both sides of that. And the family or the person themselves needs to identify really what it is they're going to need.
Right. And that's what happens when we do this through the process of discovery. When we meet with the client or the resident family member, we, have a discovery process that we're able to really define what the actual need is.
Need assessment.
Exactly. Okay. And from that point there, then we can offer the solutions for them.
Very good. So you make the assessment, and then you can say, okay, we can offer the following care in the home. And then if there's a non-medical care or assistance needed, then they would need to contact somebody else for that.
And then again, we do that. We do offer solutions. We will give them referral. We'll refer them out to others.
Somebody for that. Okay,
absolutely.
Excellent.
And we do have some of our communities that do have a personalized living line where they will actually provide those types of services.
Excellent. Excellent. I like that. I could use a little extra help at home right now. That would be good. I've got some chores I need to do. Kidding. All right. Very good. If you're just joining us, Catherine Drake is in the house with us. She's sales manager at Southland Suites, and Jennifer Harris is executive director. We'll grab a quick break. We'll come back and talk about the next thing, which is how to have that conversation with your loved ones. Stay right there.
Did you know living longer could be the death of your retirement? According to the U.S. Census Bureau, babies born today can expect to live until an average age of 78. Whether you're retiring today, tomorrow, or in 20 years, you must ask yourself, will your retirement plan go the distance? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation, or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we are back. We're talking about the continuation of, different care settings you might need or someone may need for long-term care. For assistance, we talked before the break with Catherine and Jennifer about starting out with, of course, if possible. Some people have to move straight into assisted living, but if it's at all possible, stay in your home as long as possible. That would be what I would want to have. And I've known a lot of people that they have been able to do that, which is, of course, ideal.
Mm-hmm.
But then after that, I guess with today's technology, I guess I want to ask this as a question. You could stay a pretty good, unless you really need something substantial or you're not able to, either it's a memory issue or something like that. But with the home health care, I know it's advanced a lot. You can really stay in your own home for quite a while. What would cause somebody to go from home health care to assisted? Maybe that's a good question.
Right. Home health goes by the hour. So if you add up 24 hours, it could be quite expensive.
Okay.
So moving into assisted living, sometimes it's a better financial option for you. Plus you've got, again, the 24-hour care, knowing that peace of mind for the family, which we can't buy that.
So there's the ability for the with assisted living, that you're right there, and that somebody can be there if you need them, or there's right. The ability to get help anytime.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's good.
And it also cuts down the cost of keeping up a home. You're not paying.
That's a good point.
You're not paying out the care and also the financial part of the home.
You also have the socialization.
Mm-hmm.
So in a community, you have other seniors that are going through similar circumstances and activities to keep them engaged. Where in your own home, you don't have that socialization.
That's a good point. That's a good point. It becomes maybe a cost, socialization, upkeep, all of that. Mm-hmm. Might need to sell the home, mm-hmm. pay for things.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. And so then in assisted living, you can get basically then a kind of a combination of the other things you were getting when you were in your home.
Right. It absolutely opens up all new doors for the resident mm-hmm. when they come in. As Jennifer said, through the socialization, of course, the clinical care that we can offer, just the camaraderie that you're going to have with others. So it's a wonderful lifestyle, and we certainly meet those needs for all the residents.
And security, that's another big one.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Absolutely.
Another big one. I think that especially as you're not able to get around as much, and also beyond that, then you've got the loss of memory and cognitive mm-hmm. ability that mm-hmm. if you're already there, and it's kind of like you can be where you can be assessed, and this can be modified,
mm-hmm.
and some of your facilities have the memory unit or the memory side.
They have a memory care.
Memory mm-hmm. care. That's mm-hmm. the word I was looking for.
Right.
That's good. That's
we see
good.
Many relationships grow when you look at the adult children that are being caretakers for mom and dad. You see their relationships grow as mom and dad settle into a community and make their own friends and develop their own routine. And they're able to go back to the relationships that they had previously.
Nice. Very nice. Well, I love the idea of being a planner. I love the idea of having kind of a plan, a path you can follow to take care of these things. So with that aspect of it, I know that for a lot of families, it can be very uncomfortable to have the conversation. Any tips or suggestions on, how to start that conversation?
Yeah. Well, I think as a child of the senior, it is a very difficult situation to start the conversation, but the sooner you start it, the better. Start the dialogue. Start bringing up the things that you've noticed that mom's no longer able to do or dad can't do.
Okay.
You're not driving any longer. You're home alone a lot. Start that conversation. Make it part of the conversation on a daily basis, and then hopefully that will help you move and transition into that next phase of let's start looking.
I like that. Would it be a bad idea to start the conversation before there's any signs and say, look, I'm just going to tell you now you're great, but would it be okay that when I do start noticing things that I let you know?
Absolutely, because now you're putting it back into your parents' hands and allowing them to have choice and make decisions for themselves.
I like that.
I think once they can find the community that they will like, when the time comes, that transition won't be as hard.
I like that. I like that idea. In fact, I've actually done that with some of my clients. I've said to them where I could kind of tell that mm-hmm. that it was coming sooner rather than later. And I've said to them, would it be okay if I notice anything that is different about you when we get together? Because we don't see them every day, which is good in that regard, because then we can tell.
Mm-hmm.
It's not when you're with somebody every day, you might not notice as much. So
yeah, absolutely. And we find that with especially around the holidays. We have families come down, they visit with their loved ones, and next thing we're receiving a call or an inquiry mm. because they've noticed a change in their mm-hmm. parent.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good. Good insight and a good way to be aware. Catherine Drake, Sales Manager, and Jennifer Harris, Executive Director, Southland Suites, Brookdale Senior Living Solutions. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Are you gambling with too much money invested in the stock market?
How can you tell?
It's simple. The rule of 100. Take your age and subtract it from 100. The result is how much you might want to keep in the market. The rest should be off the table, invested in something safe. Every rule has an exception, but the rule of 100 is a good starting point to determine if your portfolio is out of balance. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation.
And we are back. So we're getting some inside scoop here from Jennifer and Catherine because of their work at Southland Suites and Brookdale. BrookdaleLiving.com. BrookdaleLiving.com is a website. Now let's do this. I'd like to shift gears because I think one of the things that a lot of people are not aware of is you have in your communities and your properties, and also this is something that people may not be as aware of, and that is the rehab side. That it's not just for people that are on a you know, a long-term slope down, you know, in terms of their ability, but that there's actually resources you have available to help somebody to rehabilitate them either after an accident or surgery or whatever the case may be. Let's talk a little bit about that. What can you share with us on that?
Brookdale Senior Living Solutions does offer therapy, PT, OT, and speech therapy. We are very lucky in our community at Southland Suites that we do have a full rehab clinic. It's considered an outpatient clinic. So when our residents come to live with us, if they are coming from the hospital or after a fall, no longer safe to go home, we can then start that therapy with them and get them back on their feet. And we really do that. So it's wonderful to see a resident come in who's in a wheelchair, and in 3 or 4 months, they're up and they're walking. And it's an amazing thing for them. They feel great, and they start to get their independence back.
That's excellent. Because I think a lot of people think, well, that's it. Once you go, you know, you're in, you're not coming back out. And that is another resource. And I read a statistic that, you know, there is a significant percentage of younger people that sometimes need to spend some time in that rehabilitation, maybe following an accident or surgery or something.
And we do offer a respite stay. And so a lot of times when we do have a respite stay, someone is coming in for that specific reason. And so we're able to give them a wonderful surrounding, their meals, and also the clinical care that they're still needing at this point in time, and also provide that therapy.
Now, respite also can be where a family member who's been the caretaker is taking a break.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where they say, okay, mom's yours for 2 weeks or a month or whatever the case may be, and I'm going to take a break.
Right.
I'll come visit, but I'm going to take a break from the primary responsibility.
And sometimes it's a wonderful avenue of introduction to what assisted living is like. Give your mom or dad that opportunity even for a few weeks, and then it's not so scary for them when that time actually comes.
I could make a nice Christmas present.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I got you for Christmas this year.
And everybody wins.
It's a gift for everybody, absolutely.
A gift that keeps on giving. I like that. Something special in the stocking this year. No, it's aging. It is part of life, as you both know very well, having done the work that you do, and you've seen it. I'm sure you've seen a lot of wonderful stories of people being able to, you know, to come to grips with this transition. And it's really great. And we're very lucky to have you right here in our community. The Southland Suites is on, that's Wilmette Avenue, and over back behind where the hospital was.
Correct. Right.
So now, can you see that from your property where it was?
That enormous vacant land now? No, we can't see the actual lot,
okay.
No, but it's there. We can see the empty sky.
All right. Well, that's very good. And so that is where you have the facility, and in that particular unit, is that one the assisted living?
Assisted living, yes. We have 70 units, 58 units available. We're licensed for 70 people. It gives us a lot of opportunity to have couples to be able to continue in their journey together.
Excellent. I've driven by your facility a number of times, just never stopped in, and haven't had a need to you know, for one of my family members, but it's really nice to know that it's right there, convenient. And, of course, with your Brookdale relationship, 46 states. That's amazing.
And growing.
Yeah, and growing. This is big business. And there is, again, with 10,000 people retiring every day that are in that baby boomer category, it's a lot. And I think that the other thing that I wanted you to be able to tell people is that there are a lot of choices, and that they should shop around, look around, and visit facilities. And so I imagine that people can come by, they can make an appointment, do a tour.
Yes, they would. They can either stop in anytime that they want. There's always someone available, or call and make an appointment. And it gives them that great opportunity to come in and see the community, sit down with us, allow us to find what's most important to them when they're choosing a community. And we can offer them those solutions and all the places that life can go.
That's very good. I love that. And so if you're local here in the greater Daytona Beach area, the telephone number is 386-677-0782, or real simple, you can go to Brookdale, there's no S in there, brookdaleliving.com, and I did this myself just to go in and take a quick look at, you do a search, you type in your area, you put in your zip code, and it gives you a list of all the properties, and then you can go in and take a look, and then call, make an appointment, stop in, and I love the idea of being able to plan ahead, just to know what's out there and what you can look at before you need it, which is always, of course, the best time to do it.
Yeah, pre-plan.
Imagine
absolutely.
That. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, ladies, I appreciate your being with us on the program today. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
We appreciate, David, you letting us come in
sure.
and talk about our communities and our company. As we've said before, we do really offer a lot of opportunity and choices. So thank you so much.
Choices are good. Mm-hmm. And we like choices. And we're glad you could join us. Thank you for being with us. And be sure to check out the website, brookdaleliving.com. And thank you for joining us.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.